This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says that Russia's war in Ukraine has pushed the number of forcibly displaced citizens around the world above 100 million for the first time ever. VOA's Joe Ramsey has the story.
UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, said Monday, quote, the number of people forced to flee conflict, violence, human rights violations, and persecution has now crossed the staggering milestone of 100 million for the first time on record, propelled by the war in Ukraine and other deadly conflicts. It said the numbers of displaced people by force rose towards 90 million by the end of 2021, spurred by violence in Ethiopia, Burkina Faso, Myanmar, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, and since then, more than 8 million people have been displaced within the country, while more than 6 million refugees have fled across the borders. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The head of the World Health Organization has now warned that the COVID-19 pandemic is mostly certain or not, despite a decline in reported cases since the February 1st, performance of the Omicron wave. He told governments on Sunday that we now lower our guard or apparel our. The UN Health Agency's Director General told officials gathered in Geneva for the opening of the WHO's annual meeting that declining testing and sequencing means that we are blinding ourselves to the evolution of the virus. The WHO leader noted that $1 billion, or almost $1 billion, income families and countries still have not been vaccinated. U.S. President Joe Biden is now set to launch a long-anticipated Indo-Pacific region pact on Monday. The White House says that the pact will go and help the United States work with more closely countries like Asian countries or issues including supply chains, digital trade, clean energy, and anticipation guns. The countries signing onto the Indo-Pacific region would be setting an announcement during the Biden's vigil and visit to Tokyo. The talks with the Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. It is the latest trip by the Biden administration to broaden U.S. influence in the Pacific and counter China's economic might in the region. At a news conference, U.S. President Joe Biden says plenty of jobs will create more jobs when Hyundai opens a new plant in the U.S. state of Georgia.
This new commitment of $5 billion for advanced automotive technology and $5.5 billion investment to open a new factory near Savannah, Georgia, is going to create more than 8,000 new American jobs.
Iran State TV reported that a senior member of the country's powerful Revolutionary Guard has been killed outside his home in Tehran. And it pronounces a motorbike. Revolutionary Guard gave scant details about what his weak and the possibility of a link with other marks being said. The guard identified Sayyad Kadei is the member of the country's elite coup force that oversees special board abroad. A military plane carrying enough specialty infant formula for more than half of the million people arrived on Sunday in Indianapolis for the first of several flights exited from Europe and aimed at relieving a shortage that has seen parents scrambling to find enough for their children. Recapping our top story, the United Nations now says that Russia's war in Ukraine has pushed the number of forcibly displaced people around the world and about 100 million for the first time ever. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.